Hello and welcome to the train from Cork to Dublin. I'm travelling on the train. We're outside Mallow. We've had a couple of pickups and I don't think the train is going to stop again for quite a while, and the train is running on time. So I thought it would be silly to miss the opportunity of the quiet time that you have available to you when you're travelling on a train, when you don't have to drive a car and when you're relatively cut off from the outside world. It would be silly to miss the opportunity to record a few thoughts about the Irish train system as it comes across to me on this particular journey on a Friday afternoon. Now look, let me first of all start by declaring an interest. I'm a huge public transport fan. I earned my living out of public transport in the UK from 1975 until 1993. In other words, I worked for the bus part of London Transport all those years. And in addition to that, I had a spell at one stage as the training and recruitment manager for a bus company in Bristol, First Bristol. So my pedigree in relation to it is that I'm highly biased. I'm highly biased in favour of public transport. So let me tell you what I think of the experience. First of all, the train system of getting your tickets via the internet worked perfectly well. It's not the most sophisticated system, it's not the most user-friendly system, but it works pretty well. So I arrived down at the train station, shoved in my credit card, and the tickets popped out immediately. That's a fabulous, fast system. So if you're running late for the train, you only need about 30 seconds to get your train tickets and get on the train. There was a queue to get on the train. There was somebody there, a human being, to tell me which carriage to get into. And I found my reserve seat perfectly free of anybody else, and that was good, and it was free all the way to Mallow too, so I was able to spread all over the seat next to me, and I'm like a bit like a bagman. I've got a whole load of computers and wires and stuff like that in one bag, and a whole load of papers and socks in another bag. So I'm kind of, for those of you who are aware of what's been going on all week, you could say that I'm just practicing being a fan, or aping the manners of the wonderful heroic documentary who also travelled through public places with bags. So then we get to the train itself, and of course I'm on the train saying to myself, right, I've got a wonky laptop from Dell which has battery is gone ages ago. Where is the plug-in? And on the Irish carriage there is only one pair of plugs, and they're behind the seat at the end, and they're only designed to help the cleaners. So I know this already, so I'm not completely and utterly pissed off, but I discovered that it's at the other end of the carriage and I haven't booked the right seats. I reckon that it would be much fairer if the train company made it clear on the booking carriage that you could, if you booked a particular seat, you get the ability to plug in your laptop, because otherwise you're screwed. In other words, there isn't any other plug in the standard tickets. I don't know what the hell's going on in first class, but it's not at all a bit like Virgin Trains in the UK, who have them on everywhere you go. So the plebs can actually plug in their laptops. So okay, moving on from that, I then settle down nice and nicely into my seat, and there appears to be Wi-Fi. As the train is stationary in the station in Cork, there appears to be Wi-Fi. I try to log on to it and it won't let me on, and it won't let the guy in the seat next to me, who's sporting an Apple, on either. So we have a little laugh about that, and I think to myself, what a ridiculous thing that the Irish Rail so-called Wi-Fi that appears to advertise itself, even that I thought might at least work while stationary in the station, that doesn't work at all. So that's my next grouse. But then it got even worse, I have to tell you. It got even worse. The train, the signal on going from Cork to Mallow, which is a very, very busy route on the roads and also on the trains, was spasmodic, if that's a nice way of putting it. Basically, I couldn't get a 3G connection the whole way, and I couldn't even get a service from O2 the whole way. So now I'm having a rant against O2, because they haven't collaborated with the train company to ensure that I get a 3G service along that bit of the line. Anyway, this is a pity. So, okay, then I get a very provocative tweet sent to me by Ivan O'Donoghue in Mallow, asking me if I have free Wi-Fi on the train. Now, I consider this to be an affront to human decency, when you can get zero Wi-Fi for somebody to ask you if the Wi-Fi is free, is cheeky in the extreme. He probably actually knew already and probably knew that he was deliberately winding me up. So there we are. I'll do another boo later on because I think you can't possibly have more than 5 minutes. But if I tell you that as we were stationary in Mallow, a whole load of people got on. Now, Mallow's about 25 miles from Cork. And, you know, you've barely started the journey at this stage and the train fills up. Person comes and sits next to me and we start chatting, and it turns out there's a huge demonstration in Dublin tomorrow. A whole lot of people marching on the street, and she thinks they're all going to be marching down O'Connell Street. And I can tell you that the President of Ireland is going to be visiting the meeting I'm going to tomorrow, which is a meeting of AWARE, where all the people who work for AWARE in Ireland are going to be, or a lot of them anyway, are going to be gathered together in one place. And we have the privilege of the President coming to talk to us. And there's going to be a huge demonstration led by trade unions outside on the street. So this is undoubtedly going to be good. It'll keep the President of the country in touch with the feelings of the people in the country. And I have no idea how many people will turn out, but the woman who came and sat next to me thought there would be an awful lot of people, because people are travelling up from Tralee by bus and by train, and I'm told that there's even a lot of the organisation being done on YouTube. And I tweeted to say that, and Irish Debate on Twitter, promptly sent me a copy of the YouTube video in which you can see Jim Corr doing it. But of course, I'm not going to waste all my battery outside a Wi-Fi zone and ratcheting up the old use of data, watching it now. But it's a wonderful example, because I was able to show this complete stranger sitting next to me the power of social media, and how what she said had an influence on what happened next. And that's another story. So here we are, we're about to stop. I think we're coming to perhaps even Limerick Junction. Anyway, I'll say goodbye for now, but this is the first ever time I've used Audio Boo on a train, as far as I can remember. And I'd love you to tell me whether you think I should ever do it again. Okay, all the best for now. Bye-bye.